Hey everybody, welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode was recorded live backstage at the Hell Yes Fest, and it's a fun show. It was recorded at One Eye Jacks and outside of One Eye Jacks, and unless you're a comedy nerd, and if you, you might not like it. It's kind of insidery, little bullshitty. It's fun. If you like bullshitty, insidery backstage stuff, then this is for you. If not, there's a live show that comes out today as well that's more for the general audience. So this is more for like, okay, so if we charge for the episodes, this would be a free episode, if that makes sense. So, yeah, it's fun, and I'm really, really glad that Chris True let You, Me, Them, Everybody be a part of it. He's at the end of the show. If you listen to any part, I recommend that part. And the parts with Adam Friedland and Troy Aikman. So that's all real, and enjoy the show. We're backstage before the show at the Hell Yes Fest. Is there a name for this show?
The best show on the festival!
That's Sarah Armour singing, not Eddie. There's two women
Correct.
Voices and
Sorry,
two male voices.
That's my Twitter handle, so I got confused.
The not best show on the fest?
No, not Addie.
Really? Plugs already,
it's
huh?
Not Plugging underscore it. Addie.
Wait, there was a not Addie already?
Yeah.
I don't think I tried it. I was really into underscores around that time.
Ooh, do you regret
That's
your Twitter
very
handle?
Very Webs 2.0. Very Webs 2.0.
We're on 2.5. Yeah. What do you regret having an underscore in your... Why are you looking at me like that, Adam Friedland? I'm sorry. Addie, do you regret having an underscore in your Twitter handle?
Now all I want to call her is...
Yes, but no.
Explain, please.
Yes, because it's stupid. No, because it's stupid.
I like your style. Now, you're a local, and by local I mean you're from you're doing comedy in New Orleans.
Yes.
How is that?
It's fun.
Why are you here?
Because a friend of mine was moving here 3 years ago, and I had nothing else to do, and I was watching True Blood a lot of the time, and that takes place in Louisiana.
That is true.
And I got confused, and I like warm weather, and so I moved.
If you were watching The Wire at the time, would you have moved to Baltimore?
Probably.
That's a good show. What are your thoughts on Tremé?
I haven't seen it.
Do you like the character Bunk on The Wire?
He's in Tremé.
I haven't seen it.
He's in Tremé. What's your favorite part of True Blood?
How they're like super hot people in the backwoods of Louisiana.
Are there?
But in real life...
Yes, let's get to the real
there
juice.
There are not.
Why aren't there more hot people in the backwoods of Louisiana?
I don't know, probably because they're all white.
What's wrong with white people? Your last name is Addie N-word.
It is.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go N-name.
No,
Addie
no,
N-name.
It's N-word.
Okay, well.
So yeah, how long have you been doing comedy?
Since I got here.
So 3 years.
2.5 years.
So what made you start doing the comedy if you didn't move here for comedy?
I know Kath Barbadoro.
Okay.
Do you know,
I don't know.
She's a comic in Austin.
Okay.
And I went to college with her, and she posted on her, like, college... We have a college blog for,
okay.
like, alumni. And she was like, if anybody's interested in comedy, you should check out the new movement in New Orleans. And then I got a job working at a veterinary hospital, and one of my coworkers also was with the new movement. I was like, this is crazy. So I started going to shows, and then I did improv, and then the very first Hell Yes Fest that ever happened, I was like, this is so fucking awesome. I'm going to do this.
And when was that?
That was 2011.
2011. So two
November.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, and now you're performing at... We're at One Eye Jacks, and we're backstage, and I'm looking at posters from The Sword, Femi Kuti, Mark Lanigan.
Yeah. We're in...
Block Party, Danko Jones, Dirt Bomb. So it's a good club. It's Queens of the Stone Age. It's a quality
space.
Club.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm performing in the same place as Supa Group.
You don't like Supa Group?
Is that a real thing?
That's
a real
thing.
Is that something someone knows about?
There's a picture of Elvis. Has he performed here?
Elvis has performed here.
Yeah. He performed on this foundation before it was built.
Now, where in New Orleans do you reside?
The Garden District.
How is that?
It's really fun.
Does your house shake when trucks drive by?
Sometimes.
Why?
What?
The house I'm staying at shakes every time a truck
Wait,
drives by.
Wait,
what floor are you on?
Second. I'm in Uptown.
Okay.
Oh, Uptown's
Uptown.
Really nice.
Yeah.
We were there today, Joyce
and I. Oh, really?
We were at the museum, the NoMA.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
I went to the Chicago style pizza place.
That's
it wasn't
uptown.
Good.
It wasn't.
Very great service. I would go back just for the service. I had a BYT salad. Not a joke.
Oh, really? Did
yeah.
you tweet
Brandon.
It?
I did tweet it. And I got some things.
Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon. Brandon had a Brandon salad.
That Sarah Armour follow her on Twitter.
So funny.
Isn't it great? Okay, back to Addie.
Why is your imitation friend of him just opening your mouth really
Because I'm actually an actor, and I'm working out different ways.
Do you think I'm developmentally disabled?
In what way?
Any?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, really?
What about boner development?
Yeah, we're being specific.
But that disabled boner was the third word.
Can you develop them?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not.
Yeah. Are you?
Sometimes.
I'm 100% developmentally challenged. There's no question.
I don't think it's 100%. I think you're a little off on your percentages.
Well, that's in a way what makes me developmentally challenged. I don't do math.
How is it anything to do with development?
No. Sarah, her apartment has 2 bottles of seltzer water in the fridge, no food, and 50 different types of face lotion.
Seriously? And dips.
What kind of dips? Let's seltzer. Go to the dips.
Wait, why is your face lotion in the fridge?
Well, let's get to the dips first.
It's just what she has in the apartment.
We
got to hash through everything. I got 2
There's
types
always
of seltzer.
Wait, can I pause for a second?
No.
Noma's not in Uptown.
It's not?
No, it's in Mid-City.
Mid-City, that's what I meant. Uptown's down. Sorry. Uptown's down.
Wait, what did you just yell?
Uptown's south.
Sunview.
Uptown's near the Garden District. Tulane, right?
Uptown is west.
Yeah, it's west. But it's called Up? Come on, New Orleans. Disgusting.
Okay,
this is gross. You know what I want to do? I want to call it a homeowners association. Painting houses magenta, fuchsia. What are you doing over here? Your buildings are supposed to be brown or gray. I'm from Washington, D.C., the vagina of the presidents, okay?
The problem with that bit that you're doing is even in the tourism commercials for D.C., there's like 10 different colored houses on the same block.
Which ones?
Everyone knows that's just filmmaking, Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon. That's Hollywood magic.
That's Hollywood magic.
Oh, this is like a new character.
I know all these people.
We're very fancy, brother and sister.
Okay, now, Addie, what's in your fridge? Go.
I need to listen to this song. Leftovers.
Of?
I don't know. It was from a long, long time ago.
Why are they still in your fridge? How cold is your refrigerator? Can you eat those leftovers?
Absolutely not. I just don't want to wash the dishes.
Wait, how do you store your leftovers?
Well, I don't anymore because they're all in the fridge.
Why don't you want to do... I'm confused. Okay, so are you're getting a meal, you get it to go.
Yeah, this happened a while back, and then I put it in the fridge, and then I was like... I forgot about it, and then now it just lives there, and I don't get leftovers anymore because my dishes are taken by those leftovers.
Is it in a to-go container?
No, it's in a plastic thing.
What kind of plastic thing?
Like a plastic Tupperware.
Why not just throw it out?
Okay.
All right, I think we've come to a conclusion
I'll do
on that.
Thank
wait,
you.
Are you, that's where you were going with this?
Yeah.
I thought that was really going to come
we
home.
We got to fix problems with problem solvers. This is the Caesar Milan of podcasts.
Wait, is Sarah the life coach here?
Sarah is the life coach, but she's currently listening to, I think, Kanye West.
I'm actually listening to this song by Stooshy that you can't even download because it's so obscure and indie. But I heard it on a Delta flight the other day, and I was literally dancing in my seat and winking out the window to watch the clouds pass by, and I was like, I need to find this song. And so I was writing down the lyrics of the song, like, furiously. And I played it for a few people, and a few people have actually said it was one of the worst songs they've ever heard, but to me, it's just beautiful music, and it's pumping me up right now.
What is the name of the song?
Can I just play it?
You can. Please. I would love for you to play it as loud as possible.
I'm going to...
I find it really ironic that your tirade about obscure music is about Stooshy.
What is Stooshy? Right? Is it a type of, like, a sushi play on sushi?
I feel like you're acting a little Stooshy right now. That's all I'm saying.
I relate to Stooshy. I'm Stooshy.
She's a Stooshbag.
I'm a Stooshbag. I'm Stooshy as fuck right now. But
Sarah,
other people don't.
If it's okay with you, will you please take out the headphones?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it to work.
I would love for all of
us
to enjoy this.
Yeah,
you're just watching the video.
You can't hear it anywhere other than on video. It literally doesn't exist on video other than on video.
Wait, can we talk more about what's in my fridge?
Yeah.
Bottle of pesto, okay?
Homemade, store-bought.
Store-bought Trader G's, okay?
Which Trader G's?
Trader Joe's, okay. But it was probably one of the racial, whatever.
Guido, I think it is Trader Guido's.
Trader Guiditas. Okay.
So you got one bottle of pesto.
Almond milk. I'm dairy-free now, motherfucker.
Really?
You said mozzarella.
Well, I'm milk-free. My girlfriend says that you get autism. from me.
You develop autism at 26?
My...
Is that a thing?
You can't get it.
You can't,
you either have it or you don't.
I don't know, I feel like my mom's definitely become more autistic as I've gotten older.
You think? Okay, does she drink a lot of dairy?
Two glasses whole
vodka.
Every morning with a little bit of vodka sauce. Penne a la biada.
That's your breakfast?
And then three vials of cum.
Three vials? Is it your cum or other people's cum?
No, the cum is in my fridge. I was going back to what's in my fridge.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's where you store your cum.
That's where I've been for a cum storage.
But you also get that at Trader G's. Or do you make that?
I just wish they had other brands of cum. Like, why is there only one brand of cum? You'd only have one choice at Trader Joe's.
That's true. Trader Joe's, you know, and you know they, it's actually Trader Ming's cum that they sell?
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it's Asian cum.
Not branded that way.
Are you playing
it's
this
disgusting.
Song?
I'm trying to get it to load my, you know, my internet.
Oh my God, was that a cough?
This is a baby cough.
That's for the podcast, Sarah. That's
now, Addie, you warned us before we recorded that you have a cough, and you have yet to cough, and Sarah's coughed multiple times. Do you feel like she's doing that to steal
I've
thunder?
I've coughed a lot.
Have you?
Yeah, it goes really under the radar.
Good for you. Now, what's your day job?
I'm a vet tech.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why did I say that like I was making fun of you? That seems like a good job.
It's a good job.
Like, you feel good about your life at the end of the day.
Sure,
you help animals, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Sure.
You make the world, like, a friendlier place.
Sure, yeah.
Do you think if comedy takes off, it would be really selfish for you to stop working as a vet tech?
No.
Why not? Do you not care about animals enough?
I mean, I care as much as I care about animals as much as I make money from animals.
That makes sense. Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have three.
What are they?
I have a cat. A new kitten and a pug.
Ooh. Cat's name, go.
I have a cat.
Emilio, Ethel, and Wally's the dog.
I have a cat named Tupac.
Whoa.
I hate animals.
Sarah Armour hates animals. Why? Go.
I don't trust myself to keep them alive. And I feel like they are just mocking me. And
do you think animals are mocking you?
Yeah, like for a while Tupac was trying to... like for a while when
he
was flirting with me and he was actually doing things in front of me, like stretching, and he has beautiful legs for a cat, and I felt like, okay, Tupac, you know that, like, I'm here talking about how I'm not getting any, and for you to be stretching out like that.
My cat licks where his balls used to be for like 40 minutes a day.
And he's the body of
goes
Simba.
Goes to town.
Think about
if I scratch where my dog's balls used to be, his teeth starts chattering.
Oh, that's adorable. And Brandon, I hate to get on my soapbox for a second, but why can't animals vote? That's what I want to know, okay?
How would Tupac vote?
Tupac would probably vote Tea Party straight ticket.
Can you describe him physically?
He's a young
cat. He's a Bengal. He's a Bengal cat. Yeah, yeah.
How high can he jump? Like,
he's
height,
crazy.
Right?
He's
loud.
Insane.
He's not
talkative.
Loud,
he's really talkative. Yeah, when I get home, he tries to have conversations. He has personality, which means he's mean.
He attacked me on the head once, and he gripped onto my face.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Where did he grip on your face?
He jumped onto my head, and he gripped onto my face, and
I
was like,
no! Ah! Well, Sarah, I don't want to give you body image issues, but you're pretty much all face, okay? You're pretty much, your entire body is face.
Adam, I know my entire body is all face. You're speaking to the queen of face here, okay?
That's what I am talking about. Sarah is queen of face.
All fucking face. That's my... 10 punchlines of mine.
All face, no balls. That's Sarah.
JK. I'm just a little crabby today because I just got my period.
Well, how is that going?
It's not going well.
What's the problem?
Well, I don't want to say.
All right, Addie, how are you doing?
Can I guess what the problem
is? Yes, please, let's all guess. Go.
Blood is coming out of her vagina.
I want to guess a more specific problem.
Okay. Please, please.
If you guess right, I will admit it.
Okay, has it already soaked through a pair of pants?
No.
Is it really painful?
Yes, but I'm okay with that.
Okay,
we got like another 40 minutes before the show starts. I think we can figure this out. Adam, you have any more guesses?
Is your Diva Cup stuck?
No, I am afraid of the Diva Cup.
Okay.
But
what is that?
It's like a little
really?
Dixie cup that you put in your wajayjay, and it catches the the period before it comes out, and it's supposed to be a healthier alternative, and you just dump it out, and then you reuse the cup.
Adam, you're a grown man. Mm-hmm. We need to learn about these things.
And you're a hipster.
Are Diva cups for hipsters?
I'm surprised you don't have a Diva cup joke, honestly. Everyone does.
I have a Diva cup in my ass right now, actually. So that's only because I just had a little bit too much etouffee, and I don't know what's going to explode out of it.
Etouffee. So. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
Am I right?
Yeah, can we start a podcast called Etouffee?
Etouffee.
That's a podcast. Boom, boom. That's a podcast.
Write it down.
Yo, that's
write
my
it down.
New tagline.
You're so
that's
funny.
A podcast.
You're so funny. So that's funny. That's a podcast. So good.
Is this making you feel better about your period?
Oh, sure.
Constantly high-fiving Adam.
Wait, Flo, that's what I want to know.
I always
why isn't that a podcast?
That's a podcast!
Podcast, do it!
Heavy
Flo
Podcast, sisters.
Etouffee.
I'm recording now. Yeah, I understand completely. So, Sarah, let's talk about your loveless relationship. You were in one for 6 years. You've talked about this on the show before, and now you're climbing up.
I don't know. It wasn't loveless. That's hard.
I liked your ex-boyfriend.
Dude, I liked my ex-boyfriend. He was the man. I wouldn't have been with him for 6 years. We just stopped connecting on a certain level.
Speaking of connection, to my left is Sarah Armour. To my sort of in front of me is a new friend. Your name is?
Kim Armstrong.
Armstrong. Now, are you in a loveless relationship?
No.
Have you been?
No.
Good. So, also slightly to my right is another new friend.
Oh, hi. This is my song just came on. This is my intro music.
That's a lot of bass.
Hi.
All right, good.
Wait, am I in a loveless relationship? No.
Yeah, you just talked about it on a different show.
I was, wait, on what show?
Nerdist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, my current relationship?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said that you...
I didn't get on a current relationship.
No, it was.
No,
it was loveless.
My current relationship
is
wonderful.
Yeah, he's like a document... Terry,
yes,
and
it's he
good.
Is. It's wonderful.
I
love him very much.
Nice.
And on your own show, multiple times.
Yeah, I've mentioned
that you were in a loveless.
Yeah,
relationship.
I was in a long term relationship that didn't go well.
Yeah,
and it's over now. It was very traumatic. Yeah,
did it?
I got out.
And you're not in a loveless relationship.
No,
you're not. But you think you're asexual or genderless. Which one is it?
Neither.
I'm so sorry.
That was just a passing comment I made.
But you said it without prompt.
Yeah. You say a lot of things without prompt.
Speaking of saying a lot of things without prompt, this is Kanye West. Scale of 1 to 10, how great is Kanye?
I'm bad with music stuff.
Okay.
Good. Real good.
Good? That's like a 7?
What? Boy... I love the songs.
Perfect.
9.5. I love him.
9.5.
I love everything about it.
Loves the.
I'm on board.
It's 9.5, but then on a bad day, it's 1.7.
Ooh, that's a big scale, Sarah Armour.
11.
11. I'm with you. You're the best, even though mathematically it can only go up to 10.
I told you I don't do math.
We have already covered that you're bad at math. Kanye is the best. He's the most important, relevant artist. Agreed or disagreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. All right, fantastic. Now, earlier you were listening to a song that you referred to as horrible and great at the exact same time.
Yeah, and I played it for them. Nobody even shook a limb. Nobody gave a fuck. I wanted to butterfly in the corridor by myself because I felt so unsupported.
Now, earlier there was some controversy when you said you were butterflying, and it turned out that you weren't actually butterflying.
Yeah. I was doing, like, a combination of, like, a dookie booty and a stinky
leg.
Wait,
what's a dookie booty?
Dookie booty's like this.
Once again, audio podcast.
It's like, it's when you, like, it's like an air hump. It's like a twerk.
Like a slow twerk.
It's like a slow twerk that's got a lot. It's like a twerk. I mean, I feel like I've been twerking since middle school, honestly.
So,
I think it's all bullshit.
So you've been twerking for roughly 10 years.
About 10 years, yeah.
Now, I would like to ask all the other people in the room that question, but I don't think they're listening to us right now. So it'd be really weird if all of a sudden I just asked a stranger, how often do you feel like you've been twerking?
Or it's just like it's not like how often, because it's not like I'm twerking. Like on the reg day, but like I do feel like twerking was something that was invented at like junior jams and bar mitzvahs.
Agreed. Yeah. It seems like things have gotten out of control. Everybody,
I completely agree.
It seems like twerking's just been around forever.
Like I actually love Miley, and I think what she's doing is fine. But like I do want her to know that she's not the first white girl to twerk.
I gotta stop.
This is Adam Freeland. We are podcasting.
Troy Aikman's next door, and I invited him to the show.
Hey.
And Jonathan Vilma from The Saints is in the audience right now.
Wait. Are you lying right
for
now?
For reals, yo. I just talked to Troy Aikman.
Why did you talk to Troy Aikman?
I was like, yo, how's your brain doing?
Did you see that 30
probably
to 30?
Probably mush. No, I saw the PBS documentary.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, shit, yeah, that was yeah. it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, man, I'm Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, Nick.
We're recording. Is that cool with you?
I gotta go.
Sweet. Did you say hi to Troy Aikman as well?
No, I didn't know
Dude,
he was out there. You
I just invited him to this show.
Is he coming in?
He said he might.
Are awesome. You gonna change
Are
your
they
material?
Football right now?
That's
they,
a good question.
He's
Are,
having a drink.
He's
with
having
his bros.
A drink with his bros.
Yeah.
He's now, probably got so many bros.
Dude, he probably has the best bros. Like the love between a bro and a bro. Let me tell you about that. It's a
now
very,
you have to talk about
it's
it.
A special and beautiful love.
Yeah, yeah.
You really yeah, there's a lot of build up for kind of a
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And it's cool love.
Yeah. Got a show next.
All right, so we're back. We're still backstage before the show. It's still before the show. We're about 20 minutes
we
late.
We were so
hey,
there's,
we're
a, there's a Troy Aikman rumor going around this festival that Troy Aikman
Trakeman.
Might show up. Is this true?
Trakeman is coming.
Chris, could you report on the Troy Aikman
there
rumor?
Are people
I
here.
Guarantee that Troy Aikman is absolutely here.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Troy Aikman
is here.
Troy Aikman is in the building.
Yes.
There's an actual New Orleans Saints player here.
Chris is coming.
There is. Jonathan Vilma is here right now. Captain of the Super Bowl winning 2009.
Coming is he single?
Again.
Is he single?
Jonathan Vilma did a lot of relief work for Haiti because his parents are Haitian.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, well, I just found this out on his Wikipedia, which I'm cramming right now.
All right, so we're outside of One Eye Jack's. You just performed. I'm with
yeah,
Adam.
Yeah.
Adam opened with a brand new bit.
It wasn't a bit. It was.
What did you do?
It was a little bit of fuck around I did.
What did you do?
The Saints All-Pro linebacker Jonathan Vilma was in the house. And I read from his Wikipedia page.
You opened with?
I opened with, Vilma's in the house.
And what did he say once you outed him?
He said, I was like, oh, should I not have done that? He's like, no, you shouldn't have done that.
And then what did you proceed to do?
Read from his Wikipedia page.
And it landed.
Yeah, I guess it did land. Yeah.
So we're both from D.C. now-ish. And now we're in New Orleans and we're drinking on the street. This doesn't feel right. How does this feel to you?
It feels European. We're here in the Freedom Quarter of New Orleans. Or as the Democrats would like to call it, the French Quarter.
And your cat, we've learned earlier, would vote Tea Party.
Yeah, well, my cat's privileged. My cat does not think that strays need health insurance. So,
how long did it take you to get here?
I came here in the dumbest way. I flew connecting in Houston into Baton Rouge because my girlfriend bought tickets for New Orleans area airports, and Baton Rouge is an hour and a half away. And then I took a cab to Greyhound. Then I ate a po' boy. And then I took a Greyhound with the dregs of society to New Orleans.
And there's a motorcycle. And you're doing that on the way back.
I guess so. The things you do for love.
Have you been to Bourbon Street?
I have been to Bourbon Street previously on a previous trip, so, you know.
Oh, you're just full of energy right now.
I don't know. I don't want to go to that again.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, there's like a lot of great live music.
Did you actually see Troy Aikman?
Yeah, Troy Aikman's next door. He might still be next door. You want to get him in the cast?
Yeah, let's get him. Let's get
I'm
some
not
Troy.
Troy.
Why? Oh, no way. All right, we're going to walk slowly. Are you willing to take a photo of Troy to prove it to the podcast listener?
I guess so.
He's at Charles Schartz's house? Schartz's house?
Oh, yeah, he's still there.
Is he? Oh, shit, that is Troy Aikman.
Yeah, it's Troy Aikman, dude. I invited him.
Oh, fuck, it is Troy. And he's sitting, like, right by the window.
Yeah, well, he's sitting back to the window because he wants to keep a low profile.
But he still wants to get that side profile.
Well, you know, you got to try when you're in entertainment.
That's Joe Buck's broadcasting partner.
It's Joe Buck's life partner. You know, there's, like, all these, like, people that are, like, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck are in love. I don't want to say this, like...
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's
like
a thing
on the internet. Bros are like, they're too good at bros. There has to be some butt stuff going on. I don't want to believe that this Adonis of a man, this beautiful with thick, beautiful thighs, 9 concussions, I don't want to believe that he's such a good friend with his broadcasting partner. There's just some colorful street stuff going on in New Orleans.
Do you notice that donkeys are like the carriage horses?
Yeah, it's, well, you know, they're, you know, that's why I like to call them asses.
Yeah.
Is that Troy and his
bros? I think it's Troy and his bros.
Oh my god.
Ooh, get an autograph. Do you have any Troy Aikman football cards on you?
I don't have Troy Aikman football cards on me. But I always wear my Troy Aikman thong. And I wonder if he'll sign my FUPA.
This is a weird city.
This is a really weird city. This isn't America. It is America, but it's not America. It doesn't look like America. You can drink beers on the streets. That's what we're doing right now.
Troy Aikman's there.
Troy Aikman hangs out.
You just performed at a rock club.
I just performed at a rock club with Jonathan Vilma.
What the fuck?
Let's go see Sarah Crush.
Yeah, all right, we gotta go see Sarah Armour.
Okay.
Any final plugs?
Final plugs. Me and Troy Aikman are gonna be at a bathhouse later tonight.
I'm with
Chris True.
And you are?
I am the festival director at Hell Yes Fest.
And you also do a bunch of other stuff. You are a performer. You are a co-owner of the New Movement, or the owner?
Yeah, I'm one of the owners of the New Movement Comedy Theater in Austin, Texas, and New Orleans.
And you also do something that is sort of comedy related that doesn't involve voices.
Are we talking about the Air Sex Championships? Yeah.
So you are probably the most well-versed type of performer that I know.
Maybe. I got a lot of pies in the oven.
Yeah. And you're also like, anyways, this is your baby.
Yeah, this festival is my baby, but it has many parents and loving uncles and aunts at this point.
And you're very willing to say that you're not trying to grab the spotlight. It's very good.
Oh yeah. I'm thrilled with how this festival is going, and I mean, yeah, I'm happy.
And what's going on right now is Sarah Schaefer's on stage.
Sarah Schaefer's on stage, closing out night four.
Yes, you could pee. Oh, we're in the bathroom. We're gonna leave the bathroom.
Okay,
yeah, but it's okay. We're gonna walk over here. We have to podcast in the bathroom. Sometimes we have to leave the bathroom and people have to urinate. But yeah, so I'm with Chris, and it's kind of neat because you know Sarah from back in the day.
Sort of. I mean, she's returned to New Orleans before, which she lived here for a while, and she's done some return shows, but never anything on this scale, mm-hmm. which is cool.
So it's kind of cool that, like, you started this festival 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you have this theater, and now that some of the people are coming back have, like, TV credits, and it's kind of nice, and now you're, like, nurturing the scene.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like, another good friend of mine, Sean Patton, who's from New Orleans, he's been on Conan twice now.
He was on Conan this week.
Right.
Conan talked about your festival.
Which is neat.
Very neat.
Yeah.
So two questions before we wrap this up for you. What do you recommend for people in other cities that aren't New York and LA that are trying to do what you're doing? Like, what is something that they can do on a very small scale?
Like trying to get a scene going?
Yeah.
Well, every scene I think needs like some sort of flagship event, whether it's I think the easiest / hardest thing is some sort of festival that calls attention to a scene, gives locals something to build towards, and also something that is attractive for out-of-town people to come in for. Mm-hmm. And I also think that you just have to be okay with the first one being maybe not super successful or not super big. I'm a big fan of like getting that first one out of the way, and mm-hmm. then always heightening, always building to making sure the next one's better than the previous one, and just staying focused.
Isn't this one 6 days?
This one's 7 days.
Seven days.
It's the first time.
It's a very long festival.
Yeah, well, it is. Because we were planning on doing it only 5 days, and then
still a very long festival.
We heightened quite a bit this time, but I stand by it. I think I'm happy with it. I'm festival wise, I'm a big fan of that like South by Southwest model. Mm-hmm. Like there's not like bad things about what South by does, but the good things is like tons of stuff happening all the time. Everyone has a great time. I believe in like helping the performers, like helping making sure that they have a blast in the city that they're in, mm-hmm. You know, because maybe someone only had two 10-minute sets, but if they had badass food, and if they were shown around the city, and if they got interviewed by a local press or something like that, or they got 20 more Twitter followers, they're going to leave New Orleans and be like, that was fucking great.
So that's from the organizer perspective. Now, as a performer's perspective, when you're traveling around, what's like the one thing that you can do as a performer to make your trip better? If you're a comic and you're just going to your first festival.
I think you've got to be prepared to make connections and have friends. Connections maybe is a too business-like word. Like, be ready to just go and like party and have fun and be accessible and be super open-minded and ask people questions, you know, and just make it worth the trip.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
I'm thrilled to help. I love help.
It's very good. I don't want to take your time because you're literally hosting the show and we have no idea when she's ending.
Wait, you know what? I'm a fucking crazy man right now. Why don't we do a bonus question?
All right, fine. Who did your artwork? See, that's a really boring bonus question. I didn't have a bonus question prepared.
Well, I can talk about artwork in general, which I think is really bad. I think it's so important to have badass artwork.
Yeah.
The guys who did the Hell Yes Fest artwork, there was an illustrator, a T&M guy in Austin did it, and we just used the same characters. But a local comic in New Orleans, Andrew Polk, he has done new stuff with it. But I think it's, to go back to your other question, I think it's so important to have good imagery because maybe like a good poster won't like make a show, but a bad poster could wreck a show.
Absolutely.
And I think it all feeds into the idea of of professionalism and feeling badass, being a part of something.
I have a double-headed cock as my logo. Is that an okay logo?
I think it's great.
Okay, good.
It's recognizable. It's potentially symbolic. It's easy.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way.
I get it.
Like, you know?
I'm happy with it. We seriously should wrap up because I have no idea what she's done.
Dude, I don't care.
You should not. You should care. This
I know. I'm totally kidding.
You don't want to fucking leave your headliner out there stuck.
I'm totally kidding.
You're not kidding because you're still talking to me.
I gotta go.
Okay, bye.